Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, your favorite one. Yeah, isn't that nice to know?
I have some rants this morning, Wait, let's get going.
Okay,
let's
get going. 7:06 in the morning. You have rants as well?
Yes.
7:06 in the morning, June the 10th, 605-4567 is our phone number. So if Linda's got rants, I'm sure you do too. So feel free to call in and join the rant line. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, say good morning, and we can share that way. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute and Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Well, markets have opened slightly lower this morning. Currently, the Dow is down 27 points at 16,914, while the NASDAQ's down 9 at 4,327, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,947. Oil's up 38 cents at $104.80 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.47%. Gold's up $8.86 at $1,260, while silver's up 12 pennies at $19.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Caterpillar's up 33 cents at $109.08, Apple's up 58 cents at $94.28, while Goldman Sachs is up 30 cents at $166.28. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 243-7561. Find out what financial freedom is. Find out about your investments. Have somebody look at them. Have somebody go over all of your investments. And the people at Wells Fargo Advisors are experts in their field, and they can help you. Okay, good morning, and what's the weather look like today?
Well, it's currently 80 degrees.
Bella Linda.
Got that out of my mouth just quite quickly there, 80 degrees.
Because she's been taking crap. She's been taking some stuff from Bad Bob. Bad Bob telling her, by the time you get to, you'll say it'll be 85. So.
No, it's going to be 101 today. Temperatures are high.
Bad Bob's ready to say something.
Inside joke. Tonight, clear with temperatures around 66. Tomorrow, our temperatures reached about 96, and Wednesday night is around 63. Again, sunny and hot, and there's about 7 to 9 miles per hour of winds. It looks like we may have gusts today up to 23 miles per hour. So be careful. And again, I would not be out mowing your lawn. So anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, veteran friendly, and of course, discounts to veterans and seniors. You want to hear what's happening in the headlines, what's trending socially today?
I want to hear what you're upset about.
Well, okay, there's a list. But the thing that really is upsetting to me is, when is enough enough? We are in that implosion. I feel that we're in that implosion right now with our crime wave. Oh, by the way, thank you to Carol's Lock and Key.
You came by?
They were outstanding.
Big shout out.
Very outstanding. Of course, yeah. We had all our locks changed. And the gentleman who came out was just, I mean, it was just first class. They just did a great job. But it's not just that it's happened to me. I went to go drive through this morning where I get my coffee, and the guy said he has a customer whose garage was broken into. They were going to get into the house. And yes, we know that the police are taking only 25 minutes before they came to the emergency call. You know, you're in fear of your life. I will not go to Crackway anymore. I had my grandkids here, and I'm tired of turning my rings around. Do you know what that's like when you have a diamond ring and you have to turn it around because you're afraid that someone's going to grab you? There's certain places I can't go in Reading. And so I'm starting to not feel safe in this beautiful town of ours. Every day we're hearing about somebody who's had a robbery, who's been a victim of a crime. Every day. I go to the doggy park to get lost, let the dog run around, love to go up there, hear about it all the time. I'm just feeling that implosion. Like we're in L.A. Like down in Hollywood where I used to live. A seedy part of town. Think about it. What are we doing?
Well, today in the paper on the editorial, it was about taking back South Park, and even for a day, that the police went in there, cleaned it up, and they had this great event Saturday, which culminated with the baseball games, softball games, and all that, and taking back the park. But as the editorial points out, that probably by the next day, it was all back to where it was. So what do we do about this, my friends? Well, tomorrow, the chief of police is on. We're going to talk to him about it. Tonight, last night, or this morning, early this morning, there was a drive-by shooting. You probably already know if you've been listening to the news this morning. A 19-year-old woman was shot in the back early this morning by a suspect who was described as a white male wearing black cargo shorts, a dark gray shirt, and a black baseball cap worn backwards. Wow, that ought to narrow that down. Just after 1 o'clock in the morning, she was shot while there was four people in a car. And when the pedestrian at the northwest corner of the intersection began firing a handgun, it hit her in the back. Now, 18, 19, and 19. Don't know anything about the kids. And I say kids, young adults there. At 1 o'clock in the morning there at the corner of Churn Creek near Cypress, which is kind of like one of the main areas there. And this guy's shot. So the continuous breaking in of vehicles and all that. Now, frankly, we talked about it yesterday, and this was our fault. We left both the vehicles open, as it turns out, because I thought they had found keys, but they hadn't, because I found those later. But they went through the vehicles, didn't destroy anything, but just took the stuff. So they probably go, as we talked with people, they probably go through the neighborhoods at night, something to make you feel good. And if you've got your car parked out there, if you're in a car park, they probably just come down and just click the door just to see if it's open. If it is, they just go through it, take what they want, something they can pawn, and then they leave. But the bottom line is when you go into some stores around here, even though they've got one, you know, a member of some kind of security team that may be out there, may not be out there, but what can they do? You hear, if you're on the crime watch for the merchants crime watch, all types of things are happening. And now more and more and more people having their cars stolen out of their garages. They go into the garage, close the door in the garage, and go inside the house. Somebody breaks in the side door of the garage, goes in. If the car is left open and the keys are in it, which a lot of people do because, hey, gosh, it's in my garage. They then hit the door, take the car, and they're gone. And this has happened to about three people we know now. So this is continuous. But the point is that no matter how many people that Rob Pelletti arrest, he doesn't have a place to put them. I've been in the jail. These guys are doing a great job. I can't say enough about them. There's no room in the inn. What's the idea to fix this? Well, starting this week, starting tomorrow, we had the chief of police on. And I'm going to ask him that question. But also who we have on this week is tomorrow morning, DeCristo. Michael DeCristo, who's running for city council. On Thursday, we have Brent Weaver. Friday, we have Kristen Schrader. All of whom are running for city council, and we're going to talk about this. What are you going to do about crime? What are your specifics about crime? Don't tell me you're all for world peace. Ain't going to work. We're looking for specifics now. We're looking for vision. We're looking for a view. We're looking for solutions. If you don't have the solution, just step out of the race until we find somebody that does. And that's the only thing we can do. Same thing with the county. We reelected Les Baugh. I say we, the people in the 5th District. What is Les and Dave and Leonard and Bill and Pam doing to increase the jail size, to increase the way of keeping people incarcerated? What have they done? What ideas have they floated out to open up new avenues to put people into incarceration so we can keep them here? And we can keep our streets a little bit safer. What kind of plans, what are the out-of-the-box thinking is that you can sweep through our parks and move these Denzians out who have got no job, that they're not the, quote, the homeless groups that we're helping. These are the trans ends. These are the meth heads. These are the ones that are breaking in all these cars. What plans do we have? Frankly, telling me that there's no room in the inn, telling me, that, oh, gosh, our hands are tied. I think we're tired of that. So let's start. Let's find out what our new candidates are going to do. Are the candidates that are running to hold their offices, what are they going to do about this? We'll be right back, right after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob, you're so good.
Good morning. KCNR 1460, thanks for joining us. We appreciate our chat packers. How are you guys? We're going to do a breakfast. We need to do a summer breakfast with our gang.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
We do.
Last time I think we did it, we were at Black Bear Diner, and it was some time ago. I think we missed one.
Well, you know what? Our chat pack goes in and out. But, well, you know what we need to do, though, is we'll find them and get them back together.
Get our gang together.
All right. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield, my friends. If it's got that small chip or if it's got a crack like 4 or 5 inches, give Crackmaster a chance to repair that and to guarantee his work. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. He'll take a look at your windshield and tell you whether he can fix it or not. And if he can, he does it. He brings it into it and brings it into his garage in there, and he fixes it, and he guarantees it. He guarantees it won't get any bigger. Or you get your money back. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, Reading. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay.
Okay, something that's up in my craw.
Okay, something else in your craw.
No, I mean, I don't know what it is. You know, it's just, I don't really like to talk about politics. It just drives me crazy. But when I think of, you know, somebody who's been a leader of our country, who is possibly, you know, and I don't understand this at all, you know, could possibly be the, you know, Democratic forerunner in 2016, who has been, you know, the wife of the governor of Arkansas and first lady for how many years, says in an interview that she and her husband were dead broke.
When they left
broke.
When they left the White House.
Dead broke. Now, I know we say things sometimes that, you know, we're just, we're pooped and just things fall out of our mouths. It happens.
But this was in...
But I am so offended. I am so offended with that comment. Dead broke. Is that who you want to have run our country? Are you kidding? We were dead broke. In fact, we were, what was the word? There was another word besides dead broke.
Well, the bottom line, too, is that's not true. She said we were dead broke, but yet they'd had book deals already worth millions of dollars.
We were not only dead broke, but in debt.
Well, they could be in debt, but I don't think that dead broke is. You know, when you say that, that after 4 years in, or 8 years in the White House, that when you say you're dead broke.
Flying everybody around on Air Force One.
Yeah, I mean, how many personal.
Taxpayer expenses.
I don't know how many personal. I mean, you don't have to pay for rent or anything. But, you know, she says, oh, you know, we had problems with the mortgages on our houses. Well, you had houses. Okay. Well, you know, most people when they're dead broke don't have houses. They don't have a guaranteed income of something like $200,000 a year in free medical care the rest of your life. They don't have, well, you know, unless you're a.
I'm just offended.
Anyway,
that's all I can say.
I know,
is I'm offended.
But a lot of people should be, because the type of hyperbole she uses is the fact is they had book deals. They had. She's doing $200,000 a night speaking engagements. $200,000 a night for a speaking engagement. Now, did she cure? Was she curing lepers at the same time? I'm not sure. But for $200,000 a night, plus the fact of all the other things they had going for her to say that. The thing that bothers me more, though, is during the interview she's talking about Benghazi, and she goes, "Well, you know what? This, you know, I wish. Oh my gosh, I wish it hadn't happened. You know, I'm responsible, but it wasn't my fault." And I'm the Secretary of State, but it wasn't my fault. You know, there's, you know, security guys are supposed to do this. And she says, what am I supposed to do? Check the security for all 271 of those places? Yeah. That's the answer to the question is, well, why yes. Why yes, Madam Secretary of State, that is your job, is to ensure that they're safe. And you have somebody that if you don't check them personally, which I wouldn't imagine that you would. However, you have somebody check it and go over everybody's plans, because guess what? Plans change. Plans atrophy. The situation changes. So you should have, you know, experts, security experts down in these places. So the answer to your question, of course, is yes, you should be responsible for that. Even though you really believe is what difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference does it make?
What difference does it
can
make?
Can I just segue?
Sure.
Why do we do Guantanamo? Guantanamo?
Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo.
We have prisoners
but
there.
But why do we do it? Why do we even have it?
We have, well, because it was a place to keep the Taliban and Al-Qaeda that were menaces to our society, that are sworn enemies of the United States and its allies. And they've kept them there and interrogated them. And
because they were a threat to our country.
A threat to our country.
So how does it make you feel to know that five
other leading terrorists?
Other leading terrorists have been released in America right now. How does it make
you
feel?
They're not in America. They're in a gutter. They're released, and now they're in the country of Qatar.
But they're free,
yes. And we traded them for a, quote, you know, it hasn't been, even though we have not heard the whole story, but it seems like his people that were with him and everybody served with him said that he put his gun down and walked away, deserted.
Why would we trade five
Well, you're going to have to ask. Well, then, you know, I would have asked President Obama that question, Linda, except for one thing. President Obama has said, well, you know what? I'm not the one who made the final say on that. It was Chuck Hagel. Yes. Yes. President Obama has now pointed the finger at Chuck Hagel, who said and said he had the final say if they should release these five Taliban. As reported on the news this morning, I'm looking for it in other places right now, but in the news being, you know, it was Fox News, but it's the thing is that President Obama standing out in the Rose Garden with the parents of you know what? This whole thing was such a mistake. Obama thought he had an Oprah moment going here after this horrible news about the VA, which, by the way, we're going to bring that back up. And so they had just a total disconnect with the military, which explains the horrible things they're doing to the military via the changes in the military, the cutting back on our ability to defend our country, and what they're doing just to the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines of the services on some kind of weird social program that Obama has. And then now you find out Chuck Hagel is the one that made that decision about those five terrorists. Oh, really? Well, Chuck, your decision-making ability hasn't been very good either. The other thing, too, is if all they're talking about all these you know, I could go on and on and on. The number of sexual assaults in the military, the number of senior officers that have been relieved, the number of junior officers have been relieved, all under President Obama's watch, all under his tenure as commander-in-chief. Are you starting to see a parallel here anywhere? The readiness, the reliefs, the sexual assaults, the everything. All of this is under Obama. And if, you know, you can say, oh, well, he inherited this. 8 years ago, my friends, you can say that you could have said it 8 years ago. You could have said it, you know, what, 7 years ago, 6 years ago? 8 years. We're going downhill. Now, five soldiers killed in Afghanistan yesterday. Friendly fire incident. Let me tell you, you get killed by a bomb, it's not friendly. And it appears that the five might have been special forces soldiers working with the Afghans, and there was a gunfight on the way back. Air Coalition Air was called in. A mistake was made, it appears. I mean, these are in early reports. Coalition Air was called in. A bomb was dropped, or a series of bombs or rockets, and five Americans were killed. Even if not by the insurgents, they were still killed. Yes, there is still a war going on in Afghanistan. Did you know about it? Anything. Did you know there's still a war going on in this country with the VA? Now they found over 120,000 veterans have either waited over 90 days to get to their first appointment or haven't even been given an appointment. Over 120,000 of our veterans. And not only that, just in L.A., they're waiting. The time is four times the wait time in L.A. for the veterans to see a doctor. Or to obtain medical care, four times the average that the VA says that they, you know, this is how soon we see them. Now the question is what's being done about it? And then all of a sudden, in the middle of this, when things were just, I mean, Shinseki was forced to retire, all these things are happening. What happens? Bergdahl gets turned loose. Oh, hey, we're going after our own. The man has served honorably, and if you know what. Hey, look at the shiny object here on the left-hand side. Let's just kind of forget what we're doing to the veterans. Well, this is what's happening in this administration. This administration spends more time taking care of illegals than it does its veterans. Oh, yeah. And then you add to that the thousands and thousands and thousands of illegals crossing the border because they believe mistakenly, but this is what their country's telling them and other people tell them, oh, if you bring your child to North America, to America, then you can stay. Well, that's not right. We're being overrun so much that they're having the bus and truck and fly the people they capture or the people they capture because they are breaking the law and their children. They're sending thousands and thousands of children across. What's going on here? What have you done to our country, Mr. Obama? We're getting overrun here, and what are you doing?
Okay, so the headlines, of course, regarding that, U.S.-Mexico border near Naco, Arizona, as federal officials scramble to take care of thousands of accompanied immigrant children who have surged across the border in recent months. Records obtained by BuzzFeed show that some minors have claimed that immigrants officially physically abused them. That's what we're heading towards.
That's right. And not only that, but now they're going after the Border Patrol officers. So, anyway, this is such a mess. When you think about this, crime in our streets, taking back our streets, what are we going to do with AB 109? What are we going to do with the cost of energy? And then you have this from the Obama administration. Frankly, my friends, we can fix this, but it's going to take a massive sea change of people. And it's going to take more than 20% of you doers, you warriors, that are out there voting, and the 80% of those goats that are letting you take charge. Because that's exactly what it is. 20% of our state voted, 18% across the country. We'll be right back.
As you know, I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord. And Lori writes,
"From the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable."
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. Thanks for tuning us in. 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition.
North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff, classes at night. You know what? You walk into Orchard Nutrition, and it smells healthy. It does. It smells like citrus. And everybody there is happy and smiling and wants to help you. And I can't tell you enough that Joe Martino has his hands on everything in this, and he knows what he's doing. Orchard Nutrition at Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give him a call, 244-9141. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle, is Orchard Nutrition. It's 80 degrees.
It's going to be around 101 today. Everyone, clear tonight with temperatures around 66. Wednesday, we're looking to 96, so we're getting cooler in our temperatures here through the week. Thursday will be 88, but most of our evenings are clear. We will have gusts as high as 23 miles per hour today. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, this Saturday, the Routing Elk Lodge, 1073, is hosting Spirit for the Flag at Patriotism Day, Saturday, June 14th, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge on Elk Drive right here in Reading. The event's open to the public, free admission, donations for local veteran causes accepted, free flags to the first 300 kids under the age 12. Wear your red, white, and blue. Hot dogs and apple pie, $1 each, noon to 4 p.m. It's the Elk Flag Day Ceremony. Boy Scout Flag Retirement Ceremony will be there, so bring your tattered and worn flags for a proper disposal. So the other thing that's going on, of course, is down at the Veterans Center is the Veterans VFW. VFW is having their annual fundraiser, wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew with food and all types of great things going on down there, raffles and all that. And that also is in the afternoon. It goes from 4 to 7. And so a lot of things going on this weekend, but including the fair.
At the fair. Do you guys do a jingle every year? And by the way, welcome to our show, Patrick Wallner. How are you?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, Patrick, it's been a while since you've been here. So.
Yes, it has. I've been kind of busy, you know, besides running the company, working with the chamber and trade associations, et cetera, and, of course, the fair's coming up.
Well, that's Wallner's Plumbing. So, in case you know, that's Wallner's Plumbing. So, that's Patrick Wallner. And Shasta District Fair begins.
You've even got a shirt.
You got a shirt that says SDF.
With his name on it, so we know it was made for him. SDF, Shasta District Fair. And this year, the theme is...
what is the theme?
Fairlicious or something?
Fairlicious.
Fairlicious.
Yes, every year we do have a theme, and that's typically picked out by the staff and the CEO down there, and they come up with some wonderful ideas. I think in the past they've had some contests, but I don't think they've done that for a while. But, we have some neat themes every year, and this year, of course, we start on Wednesday through Saturday. Unfortunately, we had to cut back a day last year due to state budget cuts. You know, we are a state agency ran by the state of California, so they in their wisdom, they decided that we could hold our own, and it's been tough. It's been a challenge, but so far we've been able to do it.
Really? Well, I remember living in Sacramento that the California State Fair was such a big deal for me as a kid. So tell us if you can give us a little visual here of, you know, you go through the gates. What's new this year? What can people expect to see at the state fair? And again, people are thinking, oh, really? That's happening? Yes, it's happening this week. Today's Tuesday. That means
starts tomorrow. And we have tickets, but don't call yet.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Children's Day, Kids Day under 12 or 12 and over. I'm sorry.
12 and under free.
12 and under free, right?
Yes.
And new this year is a Walk on the Wild Side. I don't have the exact schedule in front of me, but there's things going on every hour down there. And there's a schedule when you walk through the gate that you can get and announcements throughout the day from the voice of the fair.
Okay, let me see here. I can help you out here. Hours. Let's see. Carnival opens from 2 to 11 p.m. Gates close at 10 p.m. And on Wednesday, Kids Day, kids 12 and younger get in free. Shasta County Producer Steer Contest, main show ring at 5:30 today. I mean, tomorrow, 6 and 8 p.m., Mike's Hard Lemon presents High-rise FMX metal Mosha FMX riders with Avenue of Escape grandstands in the grandstands.
Those are some crazy bike riders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they are. And you know what? And these guys have no fear. No fear at all. And then on Thursday, gates close again at 10. Open to this Thursdays is on Thursday.
Thursdays are Senior Day.
Senior Day, senior 62 and older get in free. So, Bob, you can get in, but, of course, Brenda can't. Then we have Shasta County Talent Search. Now, Linda, aren't you going to be doing something with this?
I'm judging I was asked. I can't do Thursday night because of On the Spot with Linda Bott, but I'll be there Friday night. And I believe they judge Thursday and Friday, and then the finalists are Saturday.
Yeah,
so
it says the Voice of Shasta County, I think this is what it is. It says Voice of Shasta County Contest.
Yeah, it used to be Shasta County Idol, and they changed the name, going with the times. Of course, we have the new programs on. So
because the Voice is beating the Idol terribly in the ratings. So we've switched to Idol.
Trend.
Yeah, there
That's
you
right.
go. You know, Pat, you said that we can't
Shasta
change your
Shasta Voice. I like that. Oh, how exciting. So Lynn Curry called me, and she said that she's got some wonderful students as well. And so I love to do these kinds of things because I know from my past what it is to be, to put yourself out there and compete and to sing in front of, you know, the preparation. And we need to support, our fair, county fair, and the spirit behind it, what it is. It is part of making a great community. We need positivity right now, and a fair can do that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's the fair's got a long tradition, and come on down and see your friends and family members. They'll all be there, it seems like. That's what I do every year when I'm down there. I see people I haven't seen, you know, in a year or two. It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The weather, we've got some extra special weather on tap here. It's not going to be too hot.
Exactly.
You know, we've had some scorchers in the past. But
Well, it is going to be down. I mean, it's going to be hot today. It's going to be hot tomorrow. But by this weekend, it's going to be in the low 90s. And
well,
so and that's going to be like, you're going to have to wear like a sweater practically. And
now,
you know, all these things that are going on. I mean, they have Maine Livestock Show. They have a mechanic silent auction, jumping halter, English and Western horse shows.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
my favorite part of this, Patrick, really is that going through all of those booths, you know, in there, you know, everybody selling anything from Ginzu steak knives to these things that, you know, save water in your shower. I mean, I am just sold on that. Linda can just leave me in there all day long, and I come out with cotton candy stuck to my face. Then I go over and watch the livestock. You know, I mean, I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
We love that.
But anyway.
Well, you know, speaking of livestock and agriculture, we are an agricultural district down there, association, and it's about the livestock and mostly the kids. You know, that junior livestock auction down there really brings in a lot of money to those kids that raise their animals. And I had one young one, oh gosh, maybe 10 years old. He's been doing it for 3 years now, raising lambs and hogs. And he knew exactly what he was doing and hand wrote a letter. Which is kind of exciting. You know, it used to be they just come in and give you or mail you a typed letter that was a form letter, and now they've gotten kind of personalized on that.
Oh, they have. I've gotten like several of them. Now, of course, I'm leaning into Aubrey's. Largens, because she wrote me a personal letter. I mean, this wasn't kind of like typed with her name on it. This was her writing it with her own hand.
Yeah.
And, you
like
know,
that.
And she's got, and who can turn down? Arnold the Terminator Pig.
Well, I tell you, some of these kids, you know, they're learning that when they do these personalized handwritten letters, including misspelled words,
yes,
you know that
some backward letters.
Some of our affluent business folks here in town really appreciate that and go the extra mile. There's several that spend in the neighborhood of tens of thousands of dollars on those auctions every year.
Well, let me tell you that I cannot do that. But
I can
jump into maybe with partners and say, hey, look, I'll throw this much money into it.
Well, we do have that program with partners, and
yes.
A lot of folks do that. They go in on two or three people to help the kids out.
Well, I need to partner up with you know, the few people here to see if we can help out.
You know, we can help you there.
When is the livestock auction?
That's Saturday morning.
Okay, that's fantastic. I used to attend the one up in Hayfork. And it was really, seriously, it was the Hayfork Fair, and it was a fantastic livestock auction. So I think this would be really fun.
Yeah, these kids work hard all year long. It's not
just a
couple
month
projects that they do, but they've got to put up, and the folks too, with, you know, hogs, lambs, steers. Those are, you know, steers are a pretty big project.
Now I understand now you can go online now and bid on these.
I haven't done that yet, but we're trying to make it.
We were told about this yesterday, and I've got to check this out. So, but I think there's an online that'll run through Friday that you can somehow, you know, put money into it but I'll check on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
We'll find out at the break.
Yeah, because that's the first time. They said this is the first year they've done it. So.
Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible for everyone who would like to buy an animal down there. Come in, sign up. They don't do any credit checks. You're good on your word, basically, and
that's
they
cool.
do like to collect the funds.
Handshake deal.
Exactly. You know, we're still kind of that way down there.
So Patrick Wallner is our guest. And so, Patrick, you're on the board?
I've been on the fair board since 2001.
Okay. But, and what brought you to be on the board?
Well, gosh, you know, that's one of those things that I've always wanted to do since I was young, a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out at the fair with all the friends. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I put my application in 2001 and got the call. It's appointed by the governor. So Gray Davis appointed me the first time.
Wow.
And Governor Schwarzenegger twice.
Wow. Okay, well, let's take a break on that one. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Go see Leonard and the Gang, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They specialize in estate jewelry, every kind of stone you could possibly want. Go see the experts that have been in jewelry business since, what, probably 30, 40 years with the only real watchmaker and the guy that can build a watch from scratch and fix anyone that you have. At Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750, and they also buy and sell gold.
We'll be right back with Patrick Wallner. We're talking fair stuff.
Fair stuff.
Fair stuff. We'll be right back.
Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Ooh, you know, it just reminds me of I want to go on a ride on the fairway. Does this sound like you're going to be spinning in a circle at the Shasta Fair?
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:50 in the morning. It's 82 degrees, going up to well over 100 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading, a Reading institution for Kenya, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Home Helpers with Sharon Clark. I tell you what, you can all caregivers that she has hired, all the caregivers that she provides are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Sharon will give you a free in-home consultation. She'll go in and talk to you about what your family needs, whether, you know, for the assistance, whether it's 24 hours a day, whether it's just coming in to check on them, any of this. And Sharon knows what she's doing. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out her website, readinghomehelpers.com.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
Interviewed Sharon last night because she's part of being the Shasta County Dances with the Stars.
Yeah.
She is so up on this. She is such a community supporter, and her energy is just amazing.
And you know what? She is a true supporter, and I say a true supporter of veterans issues and of veterans too. You can't say enough about them. We've got so many good people in this. Sharon and Rhonda Ball, just, you know, she's in it. Lucky Jezrani. I mean, there's really good community active people.
Yeah, let's not forget the Bob
and
Brenda.
Rocky. Yeah.
And Rocky. And then, you know, Bob and Brenda, you've been in this. You've been in the Dancing with the Stars since the beginning.
Yes, behind the scenes, shooting some video.
That's right.
Like that.
So
and
we
Linda,
say, and when
and
you
Linda's
say,
judging this year.
When you
again.
Say you interviewed Sharon, you were talking about the pre-package so that
the
you
little
before
vignettes,
yes,
yeah.
I love that. So before they go, they start their dances, you see that what they call the package, and I love that. Okay, we're talking about a package. If you want to do something that's really a great
fair.
Event, Patrick Wallner is here with us today to talk about the Shasta County Fair, which begins tomorrow. And we are encouraging, Patrick, and we were talking about this at the break, Patrick, is that the pre-sale saves you money.
Oh, you bet. And I'm going to wing it out there, but I think it's
wing
about
it.
A 30% savings if you buy pre-sales online at ShastaDistrictFair.org or go down to the fairgrounds to the ticket booths. They're open today and have been all week, actually, and buy your tickets and wristbands. Wristbands for the rides are $35 normally, but I believe they're down to $23 on pre-sales.
Wow.
That's what it says, bought in advance or $23.
Exactly. And so there's ways to save down the fair. You know, Kids Day is tomorrow, and then
wow.
Senior Day is on Thursday. So there's ways to be able to work it
yeah.
to help keep your, you know,
yeah.
your costs down and have a
well,
great
the,
time down
the
there.
The fair, it's a people watching place anyway,
oh,
the
yeah.
fair. When you go, and again, when you go to the, on the fairway and you, like what Carl was saying, you can smell the, you know, right now I can
the
smell talking
food.
About it. Yeah.
The corn
and the,
dog.
And,
yep.
the can, and the cotton candy. And the cotton candy is still popular. And when you can throw your, for a dollar or 50 cents or 25 cents and you do the little, I love the carnies. I love the carnival stuff where you just, you know, you throw your penny
you
and whatever.
Spend $10 getting a 32-cent
yeah.
Bear.
Little
yeah,
stuffed
brings
animal.
You back memories of your childhood.
Uh-huh,
sure,
sure
yeah.
does.
Of you being taken advantage of by carnies back then. But you know what? you know what? We never learned. And you know what? If the grandkids were still here.
Oh, my goodness.
We'd be down at the fair and
wait.
Throwing $10 worth of, you know,
that's
of pennies. Now, so many things going on. But we have, because Patrick Wallner has given us tickets. We have two free tickets to the fair and one parking pass and parking
Ooh,
six
that's
bucks.
Big. That's big.
To the, let's just say the second caller.
The second caller. That's what we're going to play with you today.
456, yeah, I'm teasing you today. 605-4567. We're giving away two tickets to the fair and one parking pass. And this is good for any day.
Yeah, Monday, it's good Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
There
That's
you go.
Fantastic.
You know, until the gates close.
605-4567. And you can be the one who gets the second caller, gets it. The first caller just hit, so if you're the next caller, you get.
So, again, you've got livestock. Okay. And I remember at the fair when I was before Sacramento, and I El Dorado County Fair, I loved it because I entered the baking contest. Carl's probably like, you baked? Yes. And I made snickerdoodles, and I got a little ribbon, and it made just...
Snickerdoodles?
I made snickerdoodles, and I felt so important. Of course, you know, it's probably my brownie team or whatever, but, you know, it was El Dorado County Fair, and I remember the horses and the rides. And fair time is really big for kids. You're making memories. Families make memories like this, doing a group thing together, riding together. We did that recently at Waterworks Park. Who would ever thought that I, you know, so there I was on the rides. And so when you've got your kids and your family together, you want to do things. You want to make memories. And so why not make 2014 a fabulous summer memory with your family by going to the Shasta County District Fair or a date or with a friend?
Well, you bet. Bring them all down. And, you know, when you – the parking pass is good all day long. It's not just the one time. So you come on down and bring your friends and family and speaking about baking.
Excuse me just for a second. We have a winner. Okay. winner. So if you're calling. And Mike, Patrick is going to bring us back the tickets today some point.
Oh, I'll have them here today.
Yeah. He'll have them today. You can pick them up later on this afternoon or early tomorrow morning or anytime you want to pick them up.
At the station, which is 1326 Market Street. We're right here. Down on the Kobe side. So, anyway, it'll be in the front. You come in the front door and we'll have it in the file and just ask. It'll be under Mike. Go ahead. So, Patrick, we're talking about baking.
I was just going to say, you're talking about baking and some of the contests that we have down there with thousands of entries. It's phenomenal. And if you go into, it was the Trinity Hall, the big building on the far north end, where all the baked goods and crafts are. Charlotte down there has been working for the fair. This is her 50th year doing that. And so we're going to have a kind of a little celebration for her down there. And she's just a real trooper. She's there every morning early and stays until the wee hours of the morning keeping that stuff in line.
Wow. I'd love to interview a woman like that. Yeah. That just sounds like she's got stories that never end.
Oh, yeah. She's our historian.
By the way, pre-sale tickets, you can get them, of course, down at the fairgrounds, but also at Ace Hardware Express in Anderson, North Valley Bank branches, Tri-County Bank branches, the Barn Burn in Palo Cedro, and Cash It Now in Anderson also. Yeah, so there's a lot of different places.
Yeah, and you can also buy those online from our website. And I encourage you, you can save a substantial amount of money by doing those pre-sale tickets.
Well, I'll be there Friday night, Judge. Maybe you can come with me, Carl.
We're going to go a little bit
early.
I know you have to judge, and I know it's important, and they've asked you to judge the whole time. We can't do it because you have your show Thursday. But I'm going into – you'll know where I'll be. I'll be in the exhibits hall.
All right. And then I believe it's Saturday night. We got a Demo Derby out there. That's always a very popular one. Crazy stuff happens down there.
Well, don't even go there with me.
We participated in one of those, except they called it a car race down there.
Uh-huh.
And Linda has still not forgiven me. It's been 5 years. Still.
What's the difference between, if we've had a caller, between a county and a district fair?
Well, the county fair is ran by Shasta County, and that's at MacArthur. Okay, that's where we have our Labor Day Fair with the big, you know, the mud races up there,
Okay.
et cetera. And the district fair is a district ag association owned by the state of California. So they're state employees and et cetera. So we follow all the state rules and guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
The county fair is overseen, well, just until recently by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. With the state budgets, actually the county fair in MacArthur used to be funded by the state also. Now they turned that over to the Heritage Foundation and funded that, which is the one that built the Poly Pavilion up there. So it's a great little group to keep that fair going. It's the community that's really keeping that alive up there.
So the county fair, when you say that you were appointed by Schwarzenegger
for the district fair,
for the district, correct?
Which is what we're talking about. That's happening Wednesday.
Right.
What is your position that you have to be? Why do you have to be appointed? Or explain that to us. You're appointed by the governor because.
Well, these go back to the 1800s, and it's always been a gubernatorial appointment. It's not a lot of people know that, you understand. And most directors last, you know, are served on the board from 1 to 6 years on the average. And then we've had a few that have served, like Connie Ferreira, for about 40 years.
Wow, thank you for educating us on that, because I had no idea. That's fantastic.
Well, you know what? We've run out of time here.
And thank you so much, Patrick Wallner. Yeah. Again, the fair. And Mike, congratulations on winning those tickets. You're going to have a fantastic fair. Thank you so much for coming on the air today and telling us all about it.
Thank you for having me, and we'll see you all at the fair.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to be there, and we're going to be talking about this all week because what a great place. I mean, you know what? Who can't like the fair? I mean, you can find anything there. Do I get too excited about it? I'm just like
no.
a little kid about the
no,
fair.
No, you're going to.
Food
gonna,
on a stick.
Yeah, food on a stick.
Food on a stick.
Hopefully it doesn't fall off.
Okay.
that's when you get bummed out.
When we come
ice cream on the floor.
Hey, by the way, all the great things are happening, too.
I've been known to pick it up and put it back in the cone.
Thanks for the blank cup.
On the 13th annual, it's the 13th annual City of Reading Energy Fair is going to be held on the Market Street Promenade on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. And if you haven't been listening up on this one, this is something you need to take a look at. We're going to be talking a lot more about it over the next couple of weeks, but it's a way to save energy. And I tell you what, it's not getting any better, the energy costs, as we all know. Patrick Wallner.
Thank you so much
for being in with us today to talk about the fair. It's obviously you love what you do.
Lots of passion, it sure is.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages and the news. Carl and Abbott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An apparent friendly fire incident has killed five American troops in southern Afghanistan. George Washington University professor Stephen Biddle says friendly fire is a growing problem as wars are waged from further distances.
Relatively small errors, especially in the location of the friendly troops that are calling for the fire, can cause the weapon to land on them as opposed to the enemy.
A statement from NATO says casualties happened during a security operation after the soldiers came into contact with enemy sources. Also at SRNnews.com, Islamist militants have seized key buildings of Mosul, effectively taking control of Iraq's second largest city.
Militants from ISIS have been informally controlling much of Mosul province for months, imposing tolls on the movements of goods and demanding protection money from local officials. Now, after 4 days of fierce fighting around key buildings, it seems they've effectively taken control of Mosul city itself. The city's governor, Athila Nujafi, broadcast an appeal to the men of Mosul to resist the militants. But he himself later fled shortly before his own headquarters fell to the onslaught.
That's the BBC's Jim Muir reporting. U.S. wholesale businesses built up their stockpiles of goods in the month of April.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles expanded by 1.1%, following an identical 1.1% gain in March. The latest figure marks 10 straight months of rising inventories. Sales at the wholesale level increased 1.3%, paced by autos, furniture, and pharmaceutical drugs. Sales went up 1.6% in March.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. It's been slow going so far on Wall Street. The Dow's struggling. It's down by about 13 points. The NASDAQ is down by 2. The S&P 500 off 13. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
The big three automakers tried to help the city where they've worked out of for years.
General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler are pitching in to help relieve bankruptcy-stricken Detroit. They are offering $26 million to help support retiree pensions while keeping the city's art treasures off the auction block. The initiative, which was announced by officials today, will focus on city pensions and will be part of the Detroit Institute of Art's $100 million commitment to what's being called the grand bargain to resolve the largest public bankruptcy in U.S. history. Keith Peters, SRN News.
The Federal Aviation Administration has granted the first permission for commercial drone flights over land. The BP Energy Corporation and drone maker AeroVironment of Monrovia, California, have been given permission to use a drone to survey pipelines, roads, and equipment at Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. Last summer, the FAA approved drone flights over the Arctic Ocean to scout icebergs and count whales. This is SRN News. A U.S. senator wants airlines to add closed captioning to in-flight movies.
Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says closed captioning would be a big help during long flights, especially for hearing-impaired airline passengers. Senator Harkin says he's considering adding an amendment to the funding for the Departments of Transportation and Housing and Urban Development that would require the airline industry to at least study the idea. In fact, Harkin says he's been trying for some time to get the airlines to provide English subtitles to in-flight movies, but they haven't done so, even though it wouldn't cost the companies anything to do it. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Scientific tests have confirmed that a painting donated to Britain's National Trust by a wealthy supporter is a Rembrandt self-portrait worth tens of millions of pounds. The heritage body says the portrait of the artist was long thought to be the work of one of his students, but last year Ernst van de Wettering, the world's leading Rembrandt expert, declared it genuine, and further tests have now confirmed it. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is June the 10th, 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Hop in. Listen to it. See what's going on in the world today.
Oh, we have a lot to do to cover this morning. I know we have to, we're going to go to our sponsors here. Let's go, first of all, to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Josh Wiley. What's happening on Wall Street, Josh?
Well, good morning. Well, markets are slightly lower in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 8 points at 16,934, while the NASDAQ is down 4 at 4,332, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,949. Oil's up 7 cents at $104.48 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.46%. Gold's up $8.52 this morning at $1,260, while silver's up 16 pennies at $19.18 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Cisco Systems is up 19 cents at $24.99. Visa's up $1.58 at $214.05, while Home Depot is down 6 cents at $80.56. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. And, you know, it was from them I learned about financial independence from our Wells Fargo Advisors.
And we're still learning it.
And we're still learning it. But you know what? It's never too late to achieve financial independence and how you can make it work. And they're the ones that can show you how. You know what? This is not a snake oil thing. This is good, solid numbers and budgets and good, solid investments, all at the Wells Fargo Advisors. 243-7561. And then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive, which are really nice offices, too. All right,
83 degrees. We are climbing, and here it is, 8 o'clock in the morning at 83?
Do you know how we get that temperature? We run outside. Bob runs outside with a thermometer in his mouth and lays on the ground.
Okay, I thought he spit on the pavement to see if it sizzles.
For 30 seconds, he lays on his back on the ground with a thermometer, holding the thermometer air in his right hand. Then he runs back in here.
Some years ago, a radio station I was working at did a thing in the middle of summer about frying the egg. Put a cast iron pan out, and it took about 30 minutes, but we did, in fact, fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Now, if you were in Arizona, in Phoenix, that would have happened in less than 10 seconds.
Well, it would've. Oatman, Arizona, right up there in Oatman, out along Laughlin, up in that area, they have the fried egg contest. And on how fast you can fry an egg out there. So, okay.
Okay, I have a couple things.
Wait a minute. We haven't finished with the weather yet because it leads me to something
well,
else.
Well, okay, 83 degrees currently, and it's going to be 101 today. Be careful because we're going to have some gusts up to 23 miles per hour. It will be clear tonight with temperatures around 66. Wednesday's hot with 96, and Thursday is sunny with temperatures around 88. That's what we have to look forward to with our forecast here. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, and they're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show is brought to you, and this is why it's so appropriate.
It sure
so
is.
Alliance Heating and Air.
I think we need our filters changed.
Martin and his, well, you know what? Martin will come out and do that. Yeah. His people will come out and do that. They've been serving the North State with over 20 years. And I tell you what, we can tell you they have given us just outstanding service. They've given Bad Bob outstanding service. They've given everybody we know outstanding service, great prices. They can take care of all models and makes of heating and cooling systems 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Great people, Alliance Heating and Air. Now, the fair's going on and it's going to cool off. This is going to be a perfect fair weather. What can I say?
I don't know. Let's talk about it. There's about three things I really want to discuss with you and your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, so all over the headlines for the last two or three days has been the remarks of California Chrome's owner. What do you think? You've been involved with Horse World for a long time, and we all know that we were rooting. In fact, when I stopped at Harris Ranch, because of course Harris Ranch is beyond beef. They do a lot of horses and training and race horses out at in that area. And they were showing the first and second races from California Chrome. So I know so many people were rooting for the horse and the owners and the story. And it kind of turned out to be funky. How do you feel about that?
Well, one of the owners said that I was really upset. Maybe, you know, that when California Chrome lost, he was tied for fourth. He'd been injured. And there's talks about, you know, he was stepped on outside the gate by a horse. They said shouldn't even been in the race. But, you know, that's all, again, you know, that's all conjecture and all this. The fact is, it's the longest race of the Triple Crown. And the fact is what he said, look, if you're not running in the first race, the Kentucky Derby, you shouldn't be allowed to run in the last race. Because, and it's true, some owners will not take their horses and let them run in the first two races or the all three races. So maybe they'll run them in the Derby, or maybe they'll run them in the Preakness, the second race, and then the last one, the Belmont Stakes. So it's, you know, but they won't run them in all three. And what the owner said when he was really fired up is because, hey, look, you've got a target on your back. And it's true. California Chrome had won the first two races. A number of horses came into the last race that had not run in the first two races, and they were well rested. This is their track, you know, the whole thing. And so he said that, you know, he said they're cowards for not running in all three races. Well, part of it could be is that they didn't have the money to run in all three races because it is, you know, entry fees. But I can see what he says. And frankly, you know what? If you're going to run in the Triple Crown, maybe you should. You should be entered in all three races.
Run the Triple Crown.
Now, on the other hand, he knew what the rules were.
I know.
So to come out and complain about it is, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, it's not like they changed the rules on you, buddy.
I just think if
they gave him a pass on the breathe rights. The nasal strip for the horse?
Well, yes. They did. But you know what? They had to on that one because, frankly, any horse could wear them. And, you know, they did give him a pass. But here's the thing is, he knew what the rules were in that you could run any horse anytime. They don't have to run in all three. But, frankly, I think it's a great idea. You want to compete in the Triple Crown, then you need to race in every race.
But
here's what. Here's the other part about it. These horses are worth millions of dollars if they win. So what if you've got a good colt that's fast but not quite as fast, and so it finishes maybe second or third in the Kentucky Derby, because this horse is a long range horse that could run in the Belmont Stakes. In other words, could do that longer distance. So, but you've run him now in two races that he's lost, and every time he loses, he loses value, and then you put him in the third race and say he does well. I think the bottom line is it would be great to see, if you're going to run in the Triple Crown, that all the horses run starting with the first race, 20 horses into the first race or whatever they can put on there. And then they all run. If they don't run, then they can't run in the third race.
Maybe they need to start a new division. And okay, so the guy has apologized for his bad sportsmanship because he was mad, but he was not gentlemanly about it.
No, and you're
okay?
right. And he should apologize.
So he did. Okay. Passion sometimes can get the better of you, and it's unfortunate when you're on a huge stage like that to let your emotions get the better of you and, like, lose it. But maybe they should do a new division where you, you know, for those people who have, like you said, the million-dollar horses that they just want to run once, they should go ahead and do that. But how about starting a new division that is entitled the Triple Crown race, which means that they have to run every race? Because this is the first time I like going to the races and stuff like that, but I didn't know. I'm thinking the Triple Crown, that all those horses ran the first, second, and third. I didn't know that till this was brought to light. So it disappoints me.
Well, it is. And the, And it's just something that is. You know, it's the rules. You can't change the rules in the middle of the game. If you want to change something like that, which I think would be really interesting, is if you want to call it a Triple Crown, then if you want horses to run in it, of course, that then limits so many horses that can run in it. Now, there's probably, you know, there's lots of reasons. Frankly, though, these guys went really far beyond with their, what was that, the dumbass partnership? Because they were told, if you guys actually really want to, you know, breed this horse and race it, it's you're dumbasses. And this is what they were told. I'm just quoting here. So they called theirs dumbass partnership. And so they've won 2/3 of the Triple Crown, proved much more than anybody would ever think they could. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Come on back, because we've got lots of things to talk about today. What do you have? Something struck in your craw. I've been seeing things on the chat room like hearing aids. Hearing aids, and that why is there's a 5-year wait for a hearing aid in the VA? Somebody call me and talk to me about that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. Please join me and the rest of our community for the 13th annual REU Energy Fair Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Market Street Promenade. This year, the Energy Fair will highlight summer cooling and how to conserve energy during the hot summer months ahead. Over 40 local vendors demonstrating REU's home performance program, Energy Star appliances, water conservation products, the latest energy-saving technologies, and a fleet of plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for kids include free REU bucket truck rides, bounce houses, recreation programs, and snow cones. Mom and Dad will enjoy bonus rebates, local food vendors, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. See you June 21st, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU. Learn. Conserve. Save.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last.
last.
These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. To
you did that with 30 seconds to air. I cannot believe you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We're just describing the flight.
We're discussing what bad hot dogs can do, okay?
Yeah, not that we've ever had bad hot dogs.
No.
8:20 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. If you've had bad hot dogs, you can call. 83 degrees out there, going to go up to 101, 102 today. I tell you what, looking forward to the fair. Now, tonight is the second Tuesday Club for Haven Humane, and they're going to be at Cheesecakes. So if you want, you know, parts of the proceeds of everything that is sold tonight at Cheesecakes Unlimited, go to Haven Humane. And plus, I think on the 21st, they're going to be out at the ballpark with Colt 45s, and part of the proceeds there, $2 every ticket, goes back to Haven Humane. They're working really hard to keep Haven Humane operating at the highest standards that it has. So a big thing tonight. Again, Cheesecakes Unlimited. Part of the proceeds go back to Haven Humane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can tell you what. Talk about great people. I'm going to have lunch with Joe this week. And we're going to discuss the world events.
Good.
And they have the finest walk-in humidor. They have a special Joe's. They've got it all. Tobacco and Brew honors its veterans by giving them discounts and everything.
Okay,
Tobacco and Brew.
I have a story here to share with you guys that we were talking about.
Must be really an important story.
It
since
is.
You were slapping my arm.
I wasn't.
All the time I was talking.
I was not.
You were.
The Hershey Company.
Boom! Boom!
Has sued a Colorado marijuana edible maker.
Okay, wait a minute. The Hershey Company. Okay, that's Hershey chocolate.
Yes.
All right.
Has sued a Colorado marijuana edibles maker claiming it makes four pot-infused candies that too closely resemble iconic products of the chocolate maker. The trademark infringement lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court in Denver this week against the Tincture Bell LLC and Tincture Bell Marijuanka LLC. It alleges Tincture Bell's Ganja Joy, Hashies and Dabby Patty mimic Hershey's Almond Joy, Heath, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and York Peppermint Patty candies, respectively. The company's website says its products, which include lotions and balms, are diabetic safe and delicious and helpful with a variety of issues, including pain, headaches, and insomnia. Mm. Now, when you look at the in this particular article, you have in the same colors as Reese's Reefer's Cup. Peanut butter reefers cup. So just thought I'd share that with you because I thought that was funny.
Can I remember people absolutely freaking out over candy cigarettes? Years. It made them illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Passed laws against them. But this is okay.
Is it okay to smoke marijuana in an area where you can smoke cigarettes? Because it's if you have a 215.
I mean, talk about secondhand smoke.
By the way,
not since I went to the Sticks concert.
Hey, we need your help out there, my friends, or people out there listening. We need a marijuana spokesman for the marijuana, for being able to use marijuana and smoke it and do everything you want with it, plant it anywhere. We need a spokesman that we can have on the show and talk with them about the latest from the pro marijuana side. The other people we've had before are no longer available to the show.
Why not?
Jail.
Oh.
I mean, unless they got released here in the last few days. And because, and they're very good spokesmen, the guy was.
Oh,
and,
you know why?
He got arrested.
Too many plants.
Too many plants. And so I don't know if he's still in jail or not. I guess maybe I should check that because he is a very, very good spokesman. He's very articulate in talking about this, and we're glad to have him on. But we would like to have somebody else on to discuss this about what's happening in Colorado and Wyoming and the fact that the number of wrecks have just leaped because of people under the influence of marijuana. And, you know, we can talk about that. It's just like any other. And the answer should be, hey, it's just like any other mind-altering substance like alcohol or prescription drugs. You know, if you abuse it, that's what's going to happen.
Why do I feel like I'm living in a Cheech and Chong movie?
Not yet. Well, we're wearing our Hawaiian shirts. All we need is a doobie that's the size of a baseball bat, and we're okay.
Mr. Roachclip.
Did everybody catch up on this thing about the IRS is changing their they've changed on something on Obamacare? Anybody see that? What it is the Obama administration bans employers from putting workers into the Obamacare exchanges. So it says if you had workers, and a lot of people were talking about, well, look, you know what? I can't afford to do it both. So what I'm going to do is give them, give them some money and then let them join the Obamacare exchange. And when he announced this was during, of course, Memorial Day weekend, the implications, thanks, Bob, are huge. Because they thought they could, a lot of employers thought they could shift a lot of the health costs to the government by giving their employees a health insurance exchange, you know, money for that. But the IRS has just said that arrangements do not satisfy the health care law in the administration and says, and employers may be subject to a tax penalty of $100 a day or $36,000 a year for each employee who goes into the individual marketplace. And this ruling this month by the Internal Revenue Service blocks any wholesale move by employers to put employees into the exchanges. So they're forcing then employers to put their people on insurance plans, and then the employers will not have the money to do that, so they either have to cut back their employees or they're going to maybe have to shut down their businesses. Well, guess what? This is another one of those unintended consequences the Obama administration has foisted upon the American people. Speaking of which, the amount of things they have foisted on the American people just goes on and on and on. So this month we're having, you know, other people. Heidi Hall, who was just after the last election, will be facing Congressman Doug LaMalfa in the runoff in the general election, will be our guest later on this month, as will the head of the Democratic Party up here in the North State will be in here with us, talking about, we want to talk to them about Obamacare and immigration and the things that they find deep and that they will support. Again, the number of things that are going on are quite interesting, but this one about dumping, about finding companies who then say, hey, look, should we, I can't afford to put you guys all on this healthcare, you know, system. So here's $250 a month that I'll pay you for you to get your own healthcare. And, you know, and now they're saying, well, not so fast. You can't do that. And then let's take one more last look at the VA. Nice. One more last look today at this VA fiasco, the VA fiasco. And everybody used to point to the VA as being, oh, well, look how good the system works. Well, look what happened after 13 years of war and you dumped a lot more people into the system. Nothing like you're going to dump into the system of the American healthcare when you – if you force everybody onto this thing is that this is how long. Do you plan on waiting 90 days, 120 days, or not even getting an appointment to be seen by a doctor? Do you know that emergency rooms are – their business is up, that the walk-in clinics, their business is up? Why is this with Obamacare? Because people can't afford it. People are just not taking advantage of it. And how can you force them into it? And are you going to find them? We're already not paying taxes, so what are you going to do to them? So instead, you're just going to continue for this to keep going, and you're going to have a health system in the United States that looks like Canada or Britain's or any others in Europe who it doesn't work. It's a two-tiered system. It's rich and poor. It's the rich and everybody else. And I'm not blaming the rich for it. This is something that we're doing right now. Middle-class America can't afford insurance, can't afford to take care of themselves on this. But what we're being forced into is a system that's going to be inundated with people and people here illegally, because can you imagine going to any other country? Can you imagine going into Mexico and saying, I want free health care. I want it to be in my language. I want you to educate my kids and send them to college. I'm here illegally. Can you imagine what the answer would be for that? And here we are doing it in our country, and yet we can't take care of our veterans. How much longer are the American people going to put up with this? You've got a chance. You've got a chance in 2014, this year, to change things, to change the Senate, to put a stop on what the administration is doing, the continuing executive resolutions, to put a stop on what Harry Reid does. And his – how did Harry – you know, Harry Reid and his land grabs, his son being in bed with the Chinese, with the solar panels, which kind of quickly broke – you know, kind of dropped off the landscape too, right? Why? Because all the information came out. All of this. But you know what it takes? It takes getting off your butt and going out and voting, finding out what the issues are and voting. Not 20% of you. You are the Huns. Don't be a goat and not vote. That's going to be the new one. Don't be a goat and not vote. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 83 degrees. How are you on this Tuesday?
June the 10th.
The 10th.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great group of people down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great haircuts. A man's last stronghold. It is the Cheers of barbershops. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. You know, we were going to go into luckily, Irwin Fust.
Well, good morning.
Walked through the door.
Fabulous.
Walked through the door. And
just appeared out of nowhere.
Appeared out. You know what? It was kind of like, whoom, he's here. And he's got this thing. I heard him say, thank you, Scotty. And so he beamed in here. Because we're going to talk about Aviation Day for a couple minutes right down at Benton Air Park today.
Yep.
On Father's Day, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's this coming Sunday.
That's right. And tell us about it.
Yeah, we're going to have a great old day starting at 7 a.m. It'll go till 2 p.m. We don't want to keep people there too late in the afternoon with the heat, you know. But we're going to have a lot of airplanes that will be flying in, and there'll be antique airplanes. There'll be ultralights. There'll be home-built airplanes. Just an array of airplanes. Going to have the helicopters from PHI and Reach, and also the CHP helicopters. Kids like to get in those things and take a look at them.
Wow.
They're great. And just a whole bunch of good things going on. A breakfast will be taking place between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m., and it's going to be not just a pancake breakfast, but it'll be pancakes, eggs, and sausage, and good stuff, the whole thing. So it'll fill you up. And I think the whole thing is about $7, which is not bad.
But ham, eggs, and pancake breakfast.
That's right, ham and eggs and pancake breakfast. You can't beat it.
So $7 for adults and $5 for children.
Right.
And this is you know, your Father's Day special.
That's it.
Aviation Day. There's so many things, like you said. You've got your model aircraft display.
Yep, we got those guys out there, and let me tell you, some of those model airplanes are almost as big as some of the ones that we fly in. And there's a very good demonstration sometimes of how drones are made, because they look like drones. They're big.
Oh, and by the way, on the news today, FAA has. I guess they passed one drone legally. I don't know.
Yes,
I have to read more
about
that. Okay, so
yeah,
do you know more about that?
Yep, it's BP Oil. They allowed BP Oil to use a drone, and I think it's in Alaska, if I'm not mistaken, but I may be wrong. But the drone's going to be used to look at their pipelines and check their pipelines and all their facilities from the air. What a way to do it. It's an easy way to do it, and as long as it doesn't interfere with regular traffic with airplanes with people in it.
Yeah. Well, people don't realize that drones, we've been using drones a long time.
Yeah,
they were extremely effective during the Gulf War.
Absolutely.
And they've been effective. And the big thing then was during the Gulf War was the pilots were complaining, the aviators were saying, well, those things are flying up, they're flying in our area, you know, we could run into them, blah, 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 blah. And it's like we thought of the, you know, big sky, little bullet theory, that it's a big sky out there, that if you hit them, it's just bad luck, and maybe you shouldn't be flying, was the first thing. And then they didn't like that answer. So we put up the drones at 5,000 feet, and we told the aircraft they couldn't go below 8,000 feet, or maybe it was 10,000 feet, so that there was that 5,000-foot difference. Now, did the aircraft always listen? No. Sometimes, you know, they'd get down low anyway, especially the Harrier guys. They'd go down, and they were strafing and dropping bombs. But there's ways of doing this. And to use a drone to go along pipelines. Power lines to check fires, you know, when they're out there, seeing where the fires are. Agriculture. There's a lots of methods. So don't be thinking as you're just going to have a drone in your backyard looking at your 16-year-old son and herself outside.
Well, actually, I did the other day. My neighbor bought a quadricopter. And it was flying around, and I'm standing out in my backyard, and it comes over me and hovers over me, and I waved at it for a while.
Yeah.
It dipped its wings a little bit and took off.
You know how you can fix that, though?
Well, a shotgun?
Yeah, 12-gauge with the goose choke on it, and you just have to one time wave at it, and,
that's right.
And then it goes away. You know? So you can mount what's left of it on your wall.
Well, let's get back to Aviation Day, guys.
Oh, boy.
Father's Day, that's this weekend.
This weekend.
It's hard to believe. That's June 15th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. One of the things that you're having on that day, of course, you've got so many exciting things that you talked about. Again, your PHI Air, PHI Air Medical Helicopter.
Yep.
Your Huey helicopter.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. It's set up now. It is one that was used in Vietnam, and a lot of people don't even remember. remember what Vietnam was, you know, and so consequently, it's a historical monument. And kids come out and they want to know what's been going on, and they take a look at this and go, wow,
whoa,
we used to use this in a war. And there's a lot of great guys that go along with it, and they bring the history with it, and it's just a wonderful thing. And it'll be out there, along with all kinds of Army Jeeps that we have that,
fabulous,
that go along with it.
Love
the kinds
those
that were used in Vietnam. You know, so.
Love it. Okay, now ultralights.
Yes, ultralights.
Benton Airfield is very popular with the ultralights.
Yeah, there's a few people out there that like to fly ultralights out of Benton, and I guess you know some of them. Ron Lim is the guy's name.
And
Ron. Anyway,
there's another guy.
He loves that. He loves
You know, I'm sorry, I can't think of his name right now. I hate to say, you know, he actually came on one of our shows on a Saturday. He had a tremendous story. And I know him from the doggy park, because I'm at the doggy park a lot. So, and he crashed his ultralight, went through so many horrible injuries, but his dog survived.
That wasn't an ultralight.
That wasn't an ultralight.
Eric Marshall.
Okay, so was that called an experimental aircraft?
No, he was in a what they call a Part 23 certificated airplane at the time. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's quite a story, and he landed short, and he liked to tell a story.
It's a great story. It's a very spiritual journey, and I remember as a listener in the car hearing his story, I was very moved by, you know, what his journey was. So ultralights, though, those are kind of
Ultralight is an aircraft that you can fly a single place, but it has to be under 254 pounds. That's it.
You know, it's a very small aircraft. The best thing I like about an ultralight, if I understand this right, is if the engine quits, that you can glide to the ground.
Well, you can glide to the ground in any airplane.
Just
as a matter
some
of fact.
Of them glide faster than others.
The ultralights, are known as rocks when they when the engine quits.
Oh, really?
Because they don't come down really.
They don't.
No, they come down pretty quick. In other words, but you can.
They have a 1-to-1 ratio there.
Yeah, it's not quite 1-to-1. Maybe 5-to-1, something like that. Where a regular airplane will have a 10-to-1 glide ratio.
Well, we have several people here in Reading that that seem to have their planes up in Benton Airfield, and they'll fly to do business like in San Francisco. In fact, Patrick Wallner was just here, and he was flying. It took an hour and a half rather than a four-hour flight to go pick up a piece of plumbing, which I thought was fascinating to hear him. That was just kind of a side comment. But what you've got going on that day, which I think is a fantastic Father's Day gift.
Absolutely, because we're going to have airplane rides and helicopter rides.
Helicopter rides. How fascinating. I did take a flight out of Benton Airfield early on living in Reading, and it was eerie flying through, it was meeting over Whiskey Town to see that there was this town under Whiskey Town.
Oh, yes.
Under Whiskey Lake. Yeah. And that's the only thing that was eerie. But other than that, it was really beautiful to see Reading from the sky. Gorgeous.
Yes. You know, I'll tell you what, just if you don't mind, if I just throw something in here about flying. Flying is neat, especially if you live in the Reading area, because all the good places to go around here are about, if you drive, 3, 4, 5 hours away. If you want to go to Shelter Cove, it may take you 7 hours to get there if you use that road. But you can fly to all these places in an hour and a half. It really is neat. So everybody should get a pilot's license.
So how long does it take you to get a pilot's license?
Depends on you and how often do you want to fly. But let's say the average person probably get a pilot's license in a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It can't be that hard. I've seen a lot of Marine aviators.
I recall the one time I flew in and out of Benton with somebody on a project. And when we came around for final, I'm looking at this runway and I'm going, wait a minute. That thing looked the size of a handkerchief. We're landing on that? Yeah. Wait.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that was like if you've ever landed in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
in Hong Kong, you used to have to go over the harbor. Those pilots, we have to go over the harbor and hit the runway right at the end of the harbor. There was no dirt. The runway went right to where the water was.
Well, you have San Diego, where you come in below.
Same thing.
I used to live in
same
a high-rise there. And
stand at Laurel Street and count the rivets.
I would watch the planes coming through below where I was living.
That's right.
Thinking, wow, you know, those guys are coming in. And then when they hit, and you talk about a controlled crash, they come into San Diego, and they'd hit, and you could just, everything they could do, throwing anchors out, parachute. We all put our feet down and drag your feet, you know, you're landing in San Diego. And then Orange County, where they don't tell you this, you've got to fly out of there. But when you fly out of Orange County, they go straight up. Just,
that's Tahoe.
And then they have to, because of noise regs.
Oh, that's
they
right.
They have to yep. throttle back. They throttle back. So you have this heavy, and then it goes, boom. And the plane drops and they go straight. I mean, it's not dropping, but it goes from being go straight up, and then they're going straight. But you watch people that have never flown out of Orange County, and there are marks on the handrails there where they're gripping, and you hear people going, ooh, ooh, you know. And then they hit the power again, and they go back up. But it's just...
Well, they're restricted to 250 knots below 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
So, but they can surely make better than 250 knots mm-hmm. with those engines.
Yeah.
But they pull it back a little bit until they get to 10,000 feet, and then they pour the coals on.
And they do. But I tell you, when they drop it to that one right there, if people – I look around. I'm watching people that, you know, they're a little nervous already. When that happens, when those engines throttle back, it's like, ooh. It's like,
what are we doing here? Yeah. What's happening here?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm fascinated by small aircraft, and I have a great story to share with you that, and you know, I'm not sure, but I know that my friends, when I was in high school, I would have just turned 16. They were 17 going on 18. They were twins, and they had their pilot's license.
Ah, good.
And they
good
had a small airplane, and so on my 16th birthday, they flew me from Sacramento to the Nut Tree, which was a wonderful airport.
It used to be a wonderful – it still is a wonderful airport, but not much around it anymore.
Right. And so that was a fascinating – and you know, so my love from a small aircraft from there – I used to, the friends that hired me to do, again, a lot of the recordings and commercials and stuff that I did in L.A., flying from Sacramento would all be on small aircraft. And we fly into Burbank Airport. We're flying into LAX, whatever the small airport is there at LAX. What would that be? There's Burbank, and then there's a little airport outside of LAX. Right. But
okay.
Anyway,
times. Our guest is Erwin Fust, and we're talking about the Aviation Day 2014 at Benton Air Park on Sunday, June 15th. It starts at 7.
7 a.m.
It goes to 2, but you can get breakfast there from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
No, 11 a.m.
Breakfast is for $7 for adults and $5 for children, 5 to 12. Kids under 5 eat free. And it's Aviation Day 2012 was sponsored by the Reading Experimental Aircraft Association, which, frankly, people flying in experimental aircraft, as soon as it says experimental, I think you guys are crazy. I'd like to have something that is well-established, you know, a foundation of safe planes.
Well, they do get inspected by the FAA.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Fantastic.
But here's the other thing. You can fly an experimental aircraft and not have to pass your FAA health thing, right?
Oh, that's right. You can fly a what's called a light sport aircraft with just your driver's license.
Just your driver's license. There you go. And that I'm ready for that. Yeah.
Okay. Father's Day, Benton Air Park.
Okay. Give Erwin a call at 351-8203 or just go up to Benton Air Park.
Yeah, just go
wave
there.
At Linda out there with the she'll be out there with the dog. I will not be out there with the dog, but you can wave at Linda out there with the dog.
Okay, so now it's for the breakfast is the $7.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
But here I see free admission, free parking.
Yep. You can come in. You don't have to buy the breakfast, but we would encourage you to do so.
Yes,
absolutely.
Because
that's why we make a little bit of money on this thing.
Yeah, so come on up and check it out. It's a great Father's Day experience. Again, Benton Air Park this Father's Day, which is this Sunday, June 15th, from 7 to 2.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda, for letting me speak about it.
Thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Okay, now when we come back, we want to talk about what it takes to be a hero. There was a shooting up in Washington State, and a student stopped the shooting. He's having it's tough for him. He says it's hard to accept hero status. But there's something what John Mice did that maybe people should need to take a look at. He stood up and he did something. He did not allow himself to be a sheep and to be shot by these guys. He did something. He kept his head and mind and alert, and he did something. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about taking your guns away because of something a mentally incapacitated person does. Why should that affect you? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your
so fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else.
When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Are you looking to buy a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or Home Loan Center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Love this song. This 83
is, this
degrees.
This is my song. Yeah. I wrote this song. I recorded this song. Okay, maybe not.
Okay, so welcome before the break.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindabot, our last segment. Excuse me, coming in today. Tomorrow we have the chief on, and we also have Chief of Police Rob Pelletti. We also have on City Council candidate Michael DeCristo. And trust me, I have questions about this. Questions for the chief, of course. You know, chief is, you know, and his people, that thin blue line. But I want to ask Mr. DeCristo what his plans on doing. What are his plans, his specific plans, on making Reading a better place to live, a safer place to live, and also more business friendly? Those are just some of the questions I want to ask today or tomorrow. Hey, I want to talk about also today or the other day on the Seattle campus, this guy with a shotgun came up and started shooting, and he shot people and killed people. And a college student by the name of John Mize, who has kind of been walking away from the spotlight, and this seems like the kind of young man that you'd want to meet. He's 22 years old, and he's declined media requests since the shooting, and I can understand that. What he did was, is when the guy started to reload his shotgun, Mize ran over to him, sprayed him in the face, with mace.
So he had mace on him.
He had mace on him. He had a way to protect himself. He sprayed him in the face with mace and then leaped on him. And then other college students came over and played dogpile on this guy. Jumped on him and beat him and took the gun away. But it was Mize. And what did Mize – and I may be pronouncing this wrong. Maybe
how do you
Mize.
Spell his name?
M-E-I-S. Maybe Mize, in fact.
Mize, yeah.
Joe Mize. But what did he do? He kept his – kept his head around, he kept alert. He watched what was going on, and when the guy stopped shooting to reload, He went after
him. Wow.
He's on the dean's list, senior.
Okay.
At this college where it happened, and north of downtown Seattle, he was working as a building monitor when a gunman walked into the Otto Miller Hall and began firing a shotgun. A 19-year-old student was killed, and two others injured. And authorities say the carnage almost certainly would have continued had Meese not acted by spraying and tackling the shooter while he reloaded. He said, what I find most difficult about this situation is a devastating reality that a hero cannot come without tragedy. Wow. Mm. In the middle of the situation, we cannot ignore that a life was taken from us ruthlessly and without justification or cause. Others were badly injured, and many more will carry the event with them the rest of their lives. And he said he's not ready to forgive the gunman, whom they've identified as some 26-year-old guy. From Seattle. Anyway,
I would like to know the background of Mr. Meese. I would like to know. He had Mace with him. Was he trained? Did he talk about this with his family? Was it something that he learned in scouts? Was he, you know, there had to be something for him to be ready. When you look at so many of the past horrible situations that happened in colleges and high school shootings, somehow it feels like, what does it take in that individual to stop, to put their life on the line for others? What is that? Where did he get that?
Well, you know, obviously it's a way he was raised. You know, when I was in one of the combat zones one time, and I'm trying to remember just which one it was. But when the a member for Virginia Tech happened, and so when was that in the when was that in the 2000 was that 90s Virginia Tech 2000 and was that 2006 was that six of them?
Yes, anyway, I think around that time.
Anyway, the Virginia Tech, where 32 people were killed. I asked one of my sergeants, you know, because we're all looking, and I said, how in the heck can that happen? Guy walks in and he starts shooting and he kills all these people. And did anybody fight back? Did anybody wait? Or did anybody just watch him and all this screaming and yelling? Because he was shooting them one at a time. And it was like he was putting them, he was executing them. Did anybody fight back? Did they just hold themselves and just say, oh, you know, gosh, I'm going to be killed now? And one of the sergeants said, he said, you know, sir, since time in kindergarten, they teach us not to fight. They teach us, you know, to not do things like that. And I said, well, you know what? Somebody's coming in shooting. The one person who fought back in that one was a professor who tried to keep the door shut, who had been in Auschwitz, who was a concentration camp survivor, and he was killed. But he was killed on his feet fighting. The thing about it is this guy, Joe Meese, who is it just probably, you know, nobody would have recognized what a hero is. But what he wrote was so, so powerful. You can't have a hero unless there's a tragedy going on or there's a combat going on where somebody takes that step, that takes the extra step. And so when he saw him reloading, like I said, he attacked and sprayed him, tackled him, and other people jumped on top. And this is the way it happens. You can't rely on other people to rescue you. You've got to have your feet.
What year was it, Bob?
Virginia Tech, which took 33 lives, was April 16th, 2007.
Wow.
Okay. All right, so we were still there. So that was the thing, discussing how that happened and that he walked from room to room shooting people. You know, it goes back into this thing when you say this is a gun-free zone. And law-abiding people, okay, it's a gun-free zone, I'm not going to carry. And then a person comes in with a shotgun, or he comes in with a knife and he starts stabbing people. If you get people together, you can attack him yourself and pull him down, or you throw things at him, or you keep a baseball in your pack and you throw it at him, or you pick up a chair and you hit him or her, and you do these things. You just can't let them kill you. You gotta fight. You've got to have it. And Joe Meese had the wherewithal and the calmness to see what was going on and to take action. But taking your gun away from you, with all the things that are going on in crime throughout California, and every day another another way to take your, you know, to make it harder for you to buy ammo, to make it illegal for you to have a certain gun, to do all these things. They're saying that, oh, gosh, we need this. And instead, what they should be doing is spending the money on mental health facilities for people who they all have one thing in common, all these shooters. What? They're crazy. Or they've been on prescribed drugs since they were children. Maybe we need to take a look at that and not take a look at so much at taking guns away from law-abiding citizens as opposed to getting help for these crazies out there. Maybe we should do that. Maybe that should be the thought. Huh? Senator De Leon and your many, many other minions who have got no concept of the freedoms that are guaranteed to you under the Constitution. Okay. Anyway, this week we're going to have the Chief of Police on. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to have Michael DeQuisto on. On Thursday, Brent Weaver will be here, and also REU talking about the energy fairs. Friday, Christian Trader, who's running for city council, will be with us. Next week, we've got the sheriff on. We've got the head. We've got the executive director, all right, you ready, of the Fish and Game Commission. These are the guys that made the made the wolf an endangered species. So he's going to be on talking about just how you come up with these things. And it's going to be interesting. This guy, I talked to him yesterday for like 10 minutes. What an entertaining fellow he is. A very pragmatic type of guy who speaks what he thinks. So that's pretty cool. It's kind of interesting to see that in out of government. Carl and Linda Bott. So you had a lot of things. Oh, we didn't get to talk about the most famous person of the Miss USA pageant, who was Miss Indiana.
Didn't win.
She didn't win, but she comes out, and you know what? She was curvy. And she didn't have this, you know, like this sucked in, you know, yeah, like she's going
cadaverous.
To. Yeah. Cadaverous. Yeah. And she says, and everybody says, oh, she looks so great. And she did.
Yep.
By the way, red flag warning, high fire danger. Get that out there. Don't go weed whacking at 12 noon, okay?
Just remember that.
And head on down to Bosciani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, because he's still got that
really?
357 Python up for a raffle, and all the proceeds are going to the our Purple Heart. Order the Purple Heart. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A top Senate Democrat says a controversial Taliban prisoner swap was finalized only one day before the deal actually went down. And Senator Richard Durbin also says that U.S. officials didn't learn where they would pick up Sergeant Bo Bergdahl until 1 hour ahead of time. House Speaker John Boehner expects deadly fallout as a result of the deal.
We're going to pay for this. There is not any doubt in my mind. There are going to be costs, lives associated, lost lives associated with what came out of this.
Many lawmakers are outraged by the prisoner exchange, and they say the administration did not notify Congress as it was supposed to. Five American troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan. Apparently, it was a case of friendly fire. George Washington University professor Stephen Biddle has served as an advisor to American commanders in Afghanistan.
It's all.